agus fáilte go dtíon clár cum an lúclás scéal na seachta na seo. It's me, Tom Comack, with you as usual on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock. And as we always say at this time, hope you can stay with us. We've got a very busy programme lined up for you tonight. Of course, three big championship finals here in Donegal this weekend. We've got, the quite novel pairing of Milford and Burt in the intermediate championship final. We've got Downings and Neporic of Muff in the junior A championship final. And we've got Letterkenny Gales and Downings. Big weekend for Downings there in the Junior B final. We'll get talking to quite a few people from those clubs over the next 27 or 28 minutes. But I'm delighted to say I'm joined by, two stalwarts of their clubs. Danny Dowds from Burt, known to me for the last 30 years since I came to live in Donegal as Mr. Football in Burt. Danny, a very good night to you.
Good night, Tom.
And we're also joined by Pat Curley, the chairman of the Milford Club. We spoke to Pat, if you remember, a couple of months ago, or maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago, and they had gained promotion to the senior champion or the Division 1 league for the first time. Congratulations, Pat. Since we talked, you won the league. You're now Division 2 champions and chasing a double on Sunday.
That's right, Tom.
Yeah, and we're also joined by a surprise guest here tonight, Aidan Cannon, a former Donegal minor and under 16 player, and also by his daughter Alana, out in her colours tonight. So Danny, you're outnumbered here tonight, so yeah. Hope that's not an omen for the weekend.
I'm badly outnumbered right
now, but anyway, Danny, we'll start with you. What's the level of excitement down in Burt? Because this is a historic final, just to remind us.
Yeah. First time ever in the intermediate final, Tom, and the excitement is rising.
Yeah, first time in an adult, junior, senior.
We won the junior 4 years, 3 or 4 years ago.
Right,
2011 it was. But first time now in the intermediate now, it's a big.
Yeah, and we know Burt Bore as a GA club is one of the oldest ones, but it's more as a hurling club than a football club, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that is right, but as a dual club right down the years from I was running about, where I always had football and hurling, and the hurling was the strongest down through the years.
Yeah, they won something like 38 championships and have lost count,
I think. I think maybe in the last 23 years or so we've won 19 or 20 championships in the last 23 years,
in
the hurling.
And into the intermediate final now, in football, first time ever, as you say. And has the excitement started to build down there?
I see some flags going up just as it's coming up the road this evening, Tom.
Yeah, of course, obviously it only happened at the weekend.
Well, this is it, a short build-up to the final now, but there's excitement, there's building all right.
Yeah, and Pat Curley, of course, as we said, Division 2 league champions now and going for the double, and... I'm sure it's beyond your wildest dreams when you set out at the start of the year.
Yeah, 2016 has really been a historic year for us. 2015, when we got promoted from Division 3 to Division 2, we came into 2016, we thought, if we survive in it for a year or two and get used to life in Division 2, then we can maybe push on and get to Division 1. But anyway, the results started to come our way, and... not only did we gain promotion, but we actually won the title as well, which was great for the club, and really historic, and sends us up into Division 1 for the first time in our club's history.
Yeah, and what's brought about the change?
Well, I suppose the biggest thing is probably our manager, Danny O'Donnell, and he just really got the players and talked to them and got them to focus on what they were doing, and he got a response from them, which... is unbelievable. They really, really trained hard. They have done their strength and conditioning on a Monday night, trained Tuesdays and Thursdays twice a week, and then played the games at the weekend. Not only did they do that, but they started going for their recovery sessions to the best place in the world to go, is out into the Atlantic in Rathmullen.
It's the salt water. Danny O'Donnell and the salt water.
That's it. Couldn't beat it.
Yeah, you're not far from the salt water, are you? No, Danny Dowds.
Fairly close to,
And tell me, what has led to the rise up to intermediate? Because you've beaten good teams on the way, Clann Ely and Neve Colombo, who would be known traditional championship winning teams.
Yeah, we're a fairly good underage structure in the last few years, and there's some fairly good young fellas coming through, and... and it has led now to where we're now in the weekend, Tom.
Yeah, so, and in terms of football in general, what's the history of football? Because we said it's more known as a hurling club.
Yeah, well, back in the maybe early 80s, we had got together and decided we'd organise both hurling and football at underage level. I went the football way, Jay McLaughlin went the hurling way, and we worked through one another coming up through town.
And how come you took the football? What was
well, it? I don't know. I was very interested in the football as well as the hurling, and I went on the football side, and James went on the hurling side, and we worked, and then with other people.
And was there a tradition of football going back in the club?
Aye, even my father would have played football.
Yeah. And yeah, did they win a Derry Championship way back or so?
Yeah, in the 30s they won the Derry Championship. That's right, Tom.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, of course, as we mentioned earlier, the Burt Milford Intermediate Championship final in the Michael Murphy Senior Championship isn't the only final on this weekend. Letterkenny Gales, one of the newest clubs in the county as well, they're competing in the Junior B final. They're taking on Downings, of course, who are also in the A final. And I'm delighted to see him joined on the air by the PRO for St. Letterkenny Gales, Mark McFadden. Good night to you, Mark.
Yes, Tom, how's it going?
And, well, what's the feeling like in Letterkenny Gales? I know you're probably a little bit disappointed that your first team didn't make it through to the A final, but I'm sure there's a great measure of compensation in the fact that you're in the B final.
That's right, Tom. I suppose there is a good buzz about the club, just in relation to the Junior B now. It all came on us very quick. I suppose last week was just the semi-final against Doris, and then all of a sudden we're in this the county final next week, or this Sunday coming. As you said, the Junior A, I suppose at the start of the season, the aspirations of the club would have been that we would reach both the Junior A and Junior B finals. And when it came to it, that we were unfortunately Downing beat us in the semi-final stage by a point, and Dunfanaghy, disappointment all round. But then, within the space of a week, that the we've now turned to a Junior B final, and I suppose the squad in itself, we're a very tight knit squad, and the lads all train together, both the Junior A and Junior B teams, the squads, and there's a lot of mix mashing between them, and so it's good all round for the whole club.
It's the same management, isn't it?
It's the same management. Sean McBurty, John McDermott, Gary Call, and then there's Seamus Bradley, and then you have the other lads helping out as well.
Yeah, and tell me, I know from talking to Sean McBrearty, very anxious to win this, because this is a special year for the club, and you have had enjoyed success at underage, but haven't unfortunately enjoyed any success at adult level.
No, that's right. This is our 20th year in existence. We were founded in 2006. Yeah, and I suppose just on that, the likes of Gary Call is helping out with the Junior B team. He was one of the founding fathers of the club, so he's involved in it as well. So what's the last thing you asked, Tom?
Yeah, in terms of you haven't won an adult title.
No, I said no. We're actually the first adult competition that we were in was in 2011, or 2013. Sorry, when we played Niamh Alton in the final, and unfortunately we lost out.
That was in the B final as well, wasn't it?
That was the B final as well, as right there. And then the other thing that we did win actually in 2011. Was we won the under-21 B title against St. Noel's, which was the first sort of adult trophy we've won. But as I say, hopefully Sunday we can up that a wee bit.
Yeah, and tell me a little about the team.
Well, the team, I suppose you're talking the old cliche, the youth and experience mix. But the experience end of it, you come from the likes of Stephen Doherty as our goalkeeper, and then you have Anthony McDade, who was the captain in 2013. You have Tommy Daly, a stalwart as well, Charlie Creevy. And also in the last number of years, of Bobby Carey, who's the captain this year, Alan Harrington, Paul Devine, who's been with the club nearly since we started, and then the youth. Then you have also some of these boys would say this, wouldn't say they're too young yet. The likes of Aaron Stewart and Oisin Cannon, Shane Gildee, Joe Friel, Aidan Hanley, James McGlynn, and Declan McFadden. I mean, I suppose it depends what you're calling youth, that they're sort of in their mid 20s or so, but they're great clubmen as well.
Yeah, so obviously hoping to finally make the breakthrough, and of course, as you mentioned earlier, Downing's defeated you in the A semi-final, last Saturday week down in Dunfanaghy by just a point?
That's right, Dale. Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, I suppose another thing is, you know, that the year of Senate, you know, I suppose for the club, we had a difficult year, we lost a couple of young members, James Higgerty and Fiona Doherty, and then also there's a couple of the squad members, some of the families were lost as well, you know. So we're just reaching this final now to give us a wee bit of good news for the club. And as I say, hopefully we can maybe bring the silverware home as well.
Yeah, and I know you want to plug some big event you have coming up next week as well.
Well, that's right. I suppose just when I'm on, Thomas, I wouldn't be right if I didn't say that we're holding a comedy out at the Gales Clubhouse. It's called the Real McCoy. So we're on over 8 nights. So, and the tickets are available from Murray's Pharmacy in Melton, George Sweeney's, Arena 7's, Foley Group. And also check the Facebook for details. But sorry, just Thomas, what I was going to say just before I leave as well, I just want to pay a big tribute to the county board for the effort that they're putting into this, to the junior finals. You know, usually sometimes, I mean, I think I even quoted yourself that many moons ago, the junior B finals were sort of, nobody ever knew that these things were on. But between the county board and yourselves and the media, you know, you're putting a big effort into it, and it's appreciated by the... I mean, these guys have been training since January and the muck and the rain, as much as the senior clubs have been training, and now to reach this final and to get the fanfare that is deserved as well. Which, so I say big credit to the county board and the media.
Yeah, and it'd be a big step forward for the club, would it?
Oh, it'd be a massive step forward, I suppose. You know, as I say, one in anything at all, but, you know... You start with small steps. We'll start with the Junior B, and I say we're 20 years in existence, and we'll be hoping to push on at some stage, maybe, and get the Junior A in the bag, and then, you know, with time, that can, as you're talking to the Milford guys there, that, you know, every club should follow the lead of Milford. And, you know, not that long ago, Milford were competing with us in Division 4, and when they're a senior club now, so small steps.
Look at Mark, thanks a million for joining us, and the best of luck on Sunday. Of course, an early start for that one, 12:30. It's in the Junior B, Michael Murphy Junior B final. It's Letterkenny Gaels versus Downings. We'll be joined by Hughie McClafferty in a moment. But that's the thing about the intermediates and the junior finals. You know, some clubs, some people only focus on the A finals and the senior championships, but these are important competitions, Danny, for you as a club.
Oh, definitely. Like, no matter what the grade is, it's very important to get to a final and try and go on and win it, Tom.
Yeah, and Pat, you know, you'd agree, you'd concur, wouldn't you?
Oh, I definitely agree. You know, it's very important for the young players. It's their final of the year and they want to give their performance.
Yeah, and you know, these things these finals now are getting a little bit more profile, and we saw at the press conference the other night, and I suppose it's the involvement of sponsors now and getting their message out as well. So the profile of the game has been raised.
Definitely, no doubt about that, Tom.
Yeah. Anyway, I think we may have Hugh McClafferty on the phone. Yes, we have got Hugh McClafferty on the phone from Downings, and of course, it's a very busy weekend for Downings, and it must be a very busy weekend for their secretary. Hugh, good night to you.
Good night, Tom. How are you doing?
Great. And we heard Mark McFadden there. Of course, you're playing Letterkenny Gaels in the B final, and you're also playing Muff and Neporic in the A final.
We are indeed, Tom, and there's a great buzz around Downings, around the village, and with the lads at training. Everybody's very excited, looking forward to it. Quietly confident, I'd say.
On both fronts,
yeah.
Good. And, of course, it's been a good year already. I know the league has been a little bit disappointing, but you won the All-Ireland Gaeltacht earlier in the year as well.
We did indeed, Tom, back on the June bank holiday down in Ballywardine in Cork. Again, it was a great weekend for the club, a great weekend for the village. As you say, the league was disappointing. It was up and down, you know.
Yeah. And how big a boost was that to winning the All-Ireland Gaeltacht?
It was a great boost at the time for the club. We were hoping we could have pushed on from there and made a serious push for promotion, but things don't always work out the way you plan them, you know.
Yeah. And tell me a little about the team. The teams. Start with the Junior B team.
Junior B team, it's mostly younger lads, students, second, third level students. Been going reasonably well in the Reserve Division 3, you know.
Yeah, and Francie McHugh, of course, the old stalwart, is managing them.
Francie's managing them there, ably assisted by John Byrne.
Yeah, and then tell me about the A team, or the senior team.
Senior team, we've a clean bill of health, full squad to pick from, other than one long-term injury in David Hay, who got injured in the first round of the championship up in Moville in June.
Yeah, and we wish him a speedy recovery. I think it was a bad knee injury, wasn't it?
A bad knee injury, yeah. We wish him a speedy recovery because there was no more committed lad to the club or to the jersey than David, you know.
Yeah, and in terms of the season, you know, you won the All-Ireland Gaeltacht down in Ballyvourney, as you said, and we believe you got a great reception. At least Facebook was telling us anyway that there was a big crowd out in Downing. How big is Sunday for the club?
Sunday will be equally as big, I'd say, for the club. It's more local. We'd expect more support than would have travelled to Cork, you know. Even though, having said that, we had fantastic support down there.
Yeah. And, of course, it's not that terribly long ago since you won it.
I think it's 3 years, Tom, since we won it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I was checking the records. You've won it about, what, four times in all, I think, is it?
48, 57.
Give us those years out loud. We want to hear
48,
them.
57, 68, 77 is four.
And five times.
I can recall. There may be a sixth one now that I'm not sure
of. And of course, you've won intermediate as well, and we've heard Pat and Danny talking about the intermediate.
Yeah, we won a couple of intermediates as well in the intervening years.
Oh, yeah.
We won the All-Ireland Senior Gaeltacht in 83.
Yeah, and many survivors from the last team?
There would be quite a few survivors, yeah. There'd be quite a few. There are some young lads who have come in, and there are lads who've been abroad and come back, you know.
Yeah, and of course that's been a feature, isn't it? The Downing's emigration has really hit the club, hasn't it?
It has really hit the club. I mean, you could possibly, in Boston or London or somewhere, you could nearly feel the Downing's team at times, you know.
Yeah, anyway, look at the best of luck. Unfortunately, the clock is ticking on us here, and we have to go for an ad break. And when we return, we'll be talking again and talk with Danny Dowds and with Pat Corley.
Thanks for having me.
Roger Rash, could you and Clark come and Luke Clask in La Shachna the show? Meet Tom Comack in studio with me. I've got Danny Dowds of Burt, Pat Curley, and Aidan Cannon of Milford, of course, there competing in the Donegal Intermediate Championship final on Sunday in O'Donnell Park. 4:30, is it 4:30? Yeah, the throw-in for that particular one. Very busy day in O'Donnell Park. Hopefully the weather stays fine because we're hearing there from Hughie McLafferty and from Mark McFadden. Letterkenny Gales and Downings are meeting in the Junior B final, and it's Downings and Niamh Porrick of Muff in the Junior A Championship final. And I'd like to see him joined by the chairman of Niamh Porrick of Muff, Pat Keaveney, on the phone. Pat, good night to you.
Good night, Tom. How are
and
you?
Looking forward no more than Danny and Pat and Aidan here to your junior final. And of course, only a second, isn't it?
It's only our second opportunity, yes, 2010.
Yeah.
Was our first final, and we lost out by a narrow margin after replay to Niamh Columbkill.
Yeah.
So we're delighted to be back again in 2016 to reach another final, and hopefully we can go one better and bring it home this time.
Yeah, and very close the last time, and of course I'm sure there's quite a few of that team still about.
Yeah, there is quite a few, yes. The backbone of the team would still be there. But we have added on a few younger players, but Cathal McColgan and would be still there, and defender Enda McColgan, he would be there, Eunan Keaveney, Martin Duffy. A lot of younger players have come into the panel as well too, so we're hoping that they will, the blend of the old boys and the young boys will be able to do it, you know. So.
And tell me, Pat, how long the club, it's not that terribly long in existence, again it's one of our newer clubs, isn't it?
Well, I suppose we're relatively new in senior football, but the club was founded in 1989 in conjunction with the local school. Sean Lynch was a customs man who started it here in 1989.
A good Kerry man.
Good Kerry man, yes. His brother played, Ger played for Kerry captain. And the local school, Tommy Byrne and Kevin Diver.
A good Kilcar man.
And Michael McManaman and myself and a few others, along with a good few locals, the McColgan families. And we it was underage first, and then in 19 we were very, very successful at underage first. We reached 1989, we reached an under 12A final, we were beaten in the final. We were underage then until 1998. We entered our first senior team at Division 4, and we got up to Division 3 on two occasions, but we fell back down. But this year we were our league results weren't that good, but we beat Orris by a point, and then Red Hughes by 2 points to reach the final. So we're happy to be where we are today.
And tell me, Pat, prior to you forming the club, what was the tradition like for Gaelic in that particular neck of the woods?
Well, there would have been a strong tradition. It was patchy, though. 48, there was a team in Quigley's Point, won a junior championship. They were a Quigley's Point team, and then in the 60s there was a team that was formed, St Mary's was the name of it, was formed in the village, mostly guards and customs and locals, but it didn't last. It fizzled out when those players were transferred and moved away. But this particular thing, since we founded the new club near Padraig Is Cathain, it was founded on the
you went the right system. You went the right way about it. You started
well,
on the
this
age.
Time I think we have gone the right way, and it's well embedded in now. You know, we have a new pitch, a clubhouse, two pitches at Tuer, and hopefully it's well embedded for the future.
And tell me, you know, is there much excitement around the village and the parish this week? Is there much talk about the? Is there much interest?
Well, there is interest, but we're keeping a sort of a low key. We're doing a sort of a Mayo on it. We're keeping quiet. But there is flags, and there is good excitement now. And the players themselves are really looking forward to it. And the club generally, yes, and the public, we are looking forward to it.
Yeah, and you're one of those clubs that has, even though you're a very short existence, you're a club that has produced quite good county underage players. None more so than this year.
Yeah, we had. Yeah, we have Aidan McLaughlin. We had Adrian McColgan, and we had Dermot McColgan, and at under 21 level, and then we had.
I'm sure Damien Diver got her own now.
Aidan came through this year.
Yeah, he's a fantastic footballer, isn't he?
He is. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, looking forward to the day, Pat.
We're looking forward to the day, and hopefully everything will go well. I was down in Ballybuffet on Sunday. I saw a fantastic senior football match between Kilcare and Lentis. Open, fast. It was really a pleasure to see this attacking type of football that Kilcare play, and Lentis played a great part in the thing too, and there was no disgrace being beaten by that Kilcare team.
So
I'm looking forward to the final, that final as well too. So if the games on Sunday can
live up to that,
match that type of attacking football that Kilcare have introduced, if our teams can follow it, the Junior A, Junior B, and the intermediate teams, and we serve up entertaining football like that, the crowds will be back in force. We'll have a big crowd there.
And tell me, what would it mean to the club and to you people yourself and Michael McMenamin and people like that who were there at the coalface for so long and started it all off?
Oh, it will be a fantastic achievement. We will really be... It'll definitely put the icing on the cake if we could lift a county title at senior level, be it a Division 4 title, a Junior A title, would be really something special, and it would really give us a boost.
Look at Pat, unfortunately the clock is catching
That's
up
lovely.
On us here, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having us.
Look at, and the best of luck on Sunday, and we'll see you.
Thank you very much indeed.
Okay, that's Pat Keaveney there, chairman of... Sinéad Pádraig of Inishkeen Muff, who are playing Downings in that Junior A final. And well, we've only got a very short minute. We didn't get talking yet to Aidan Cannon, so we'll have the final word from Aidan. Of course, a member of the 1992 Intermediate Championship winning Milfordside, the last Milfordside to win it, Aidan.
The one and only.
One and only, yeah.
We played in 1992. That was the first intermediate final we got to as a club. And unfortunately, it took us a long time to get there, but we've got back now. And
yeah.
Hopefully, we're going to repeat that.
And if my recollection was, that was quite a promising team as well.
It was, yeah, but unfortunately, the following year, we played senior championship. We went to Glenfinn, and we played them in four games. It went to home away and two in Ballybuffet. But unfortunately, the year after, a lot of players retired and a few lads went to England, so the club...
Yeah, I think you may have the team there in front of you. Maybe remind us who was on it.
Yeah, well, the team would have been Darren Nash, Kevin Mills, Jimmy Burke, Jerry Kinlan, Mark Duffy, Nigel Black, Hugo Hagan, Sean Barrett, Sean Paul Barrett, Alan Malloy, John Jared McGilligan, Danny Dixie Gallagher, myself, A. McCormick and Robbie O'Donnell. And then the subs that were used in the day then, Seamus Durkin was used and Pat Barrett was used as well.
Yeah. And who did you beat? Bundoran, was it?
No, we beat, in the final, we beat Dunkinilly.
Right, okay. That was a great year, 92, wasn't
great
it?
Great year.
And obviously, as you said, it's taken, what, so many years to get back?
23 years to get back there. You know, yeah. So it's tough. But we're glad to be there on Sunday, and please go up and get the result now.
Danny, as we say, you're outnumbered.
Yep.
What are you hoping for on Sunday?
Well, you have to admire Milford got back-to-back promotions this year. And as I say, I think we played in 2013, we played Division 4.
Yeah.
And you just have to admire their Division 1 team now. But we're going there, and we're going to give it our all. And
We were in a fairly tight group in the championship, and we come through it, and we had quarterfinals.
It may be a first final at football level, but a lot of your team, of course, are dual players, so there'll be experience. County final won't faze them.
No, it won't faze the older boys, as I say, but I suppose maybe some of the younger boys, that's new to them, Tom.
Yeah.
But maybe before I go to Tom, I want to congratulate Ronan, the manager of the team, and his wife, who had an addition to the family yesterday.
Brilliant.
They're celebrating, and I hope we have a double celebration on Sunday.
Now, good, there's the voice of Danny Dowd, stalwart of the Bourke GAA Club. We've also heard from Pat Corley, chairman of Milford, Aidan Cannon, just there, a member of the Milford 1992 team. And we also heard from Mark McFadden of Letterkenny Gaels, Hugh McLafferty of Downies, and Pat Keaveney of Neparic of Muff. From me, Tom Cormack, Gajean Shockton, the Huggins, Slán, Agus Banner.